Hey everyone, this is Benj Smith, and I have the honor to serve as one of the pastors here at Sugar Hill Church. Thanks so much for taking the time to listen to Chuck's, Bobby's, and my weekday podcast. We really appreciate each and every one of you. And hey, be sure to share these podcasts with your family and friends. All right, so if you're like me, I'm sure you are extremely tired of all of the divisiveness reported on by the media or shared through social media. And whether it's related to the political divisiveness or racial divisiveness or terrorism or gun control or whatever, if we let it, it will, over time, creep into our minds and negatively impact our psyche, and even worse, harden our hearts towards one another. Psalm chapter 16, verse 8 says, "I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With Him at my right hand, I will not be shaken." So while the media's strategy is to sell divisiveness, Jesus' strategy offers hope and love through His followers. Let's not allow all of the negativity to shake our faith, nor our love for one another. And let's choose to intentionally remind ourselves on how much good is going on across the United States, across our community, and within our church. As one example, last week I was watching one of the Atlanta Hawks preseason games, and when it was time for our country's national anthem to be played, all of the players on both teams and their coaches stood up, locked arms, and invited everyone in the arena to do the same. Now that was really nicely done. And wouldn't it be cool, and maybe even a little bit awkward, if we did that at our church every Sunday, and maybe even honked a little bit? You know, there's so many people in our church that selflessly give to and serve others, from being a welcome home greeter to helping people find seats in our services, to investing in the children and students, to providing food to families via our backpack ministry, to giving towards disaster relief efforts in Haiti, to helping friends through the loss of a family member. I literally could go on and on and on about the hope and love that is expressed through the amazing hearts and hands of the people at Sugar Hill Church. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 states, "Love does not dishonor others." Or another way to think about this is, love honors and respects others. So let's continue to honor and respect each other's differences. Let's continue to express His love with our hearts and hands. Let's continue to have an attitude of gratitude for where we've come from, where we are today, and where we hope to be tomorrow. Martin Luther King Jr. said that darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate can outdrive out hate. Only love can do that. And it's not always easy, and it doesn't mean you agree with or even condone the actions and our viewpoints of others. But you're never more like Jesus than when you love on someone that isn't like you or doesn't appreciate your effort or doesn't love you back. So don't let the world take you down. Instead, build up the world by accepting people where they are, respecting people as they are, and choosing to express His love for them through your hearts and hands. Okay, everyone, thanks again for tuning in to Sugar Hill Church's weekday podcast. And as always, I look forward to seeing you guys this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, and I hope the rest of your day is refreshing and fulfilling. God bless you.